Jane Christie. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning.
Jane, you're Sarah's mum. Yeah. Sarah, to remind people, was the lady who started this whole discussion off throughout Northern Ireland. She travelled in London with cameras, with me, to an abortion clinic. Her child had anencephaly, would not survive. And you as a family said you wanted to change this for other people in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
You were on the television show on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. First of all, how's Sarah?
She's okay. She's got an infection and the milk's kicked in. So, you know, we're having to deal with all that. She has her moments, dear lover. We're just wading our way through it at the moment, you know.
You've met the health minister?
Yes, both Minister Poots and Minister Ford have been at the house. Yep, we did, and we had quite a discussion with them. And both have agreed that this and said that they would be looking at it to have it revised to implement and cater for the likes of Sarah. Now, Minister Poots did mention about the, I think it was the EU that you addressed on the, had come in and addressed it, the other, such as rape and the other issues that had been addressed that they're going to look at as well, that they realised that this was not just a clear cut, but not to open the floodgates. I must stress that we're not interested in going down that road, just a deviation, and also to lift any threat that is hanging over any medical team involved in making the decision.
Jane, can I just get clarity from you today, and I'll tell you why before I do so. Mm-hmm. What you're saying on the back of what Chris is saying is absolutely huge mm-hmm. news for Northern Ireland this morning. So I need to be very, very clear as to what you're saying. Let's start off with the Health Minister, Edwin Poots. Mm-hmm. What has he told you in terms of his view on whether anything should be changed about the law in Northern Ireland regarding abortion?
He said that it needed to be addressed, that this obviously a situation like Sarah's hadn't been taken into account, and it was medical, and he understood exactly where we were coming from, and that he needed to have a look at this, and he had promised us that he would make contact with Minister Ford.
Did he say, Jane, did he say he needed to have a look at it, or did he say he would support a change in the law?
He would support a change.
Are you sure?
100%. I mean, Sarah and Jason and I, the three of us sat in the room, and he said that he realised that this did not cater for Sarah's needs and it needed to be looked at, and he was going to address it.
Address it? But, you know, I'm trying to be precise with the language here. Did he, are you sure he said that he would...
He said he couldn't promise. I mean, he's one person.
No, are you sure he said he would...
Yep.
And that is true. He cannot change the law alone.
Yep.
But are you saying to me this morning that the health minister has told you that he will support a change in the law?
He did. He did.
On what grounds?
On the medical grounds, basically, and the rape. Basically, it turned out he had listed what the health commission had addressed a matter of months ago that needed to be looked at. He had listed that in the home to us, but certainly his main issue was the fact of Sarah's medical need for it.
So in other words, fetal abnormality.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look. Let me just sum that up as a programme this morning. The health minister, over recent days, has met two families. And both families are now telling this programme that the health minister has told them that he would support a change in the law around abortion on the grounds of fetal abnormality. So that is the DUP health minister, these two families are claiming, have told them that. What we will do in the interest of fairness, and Jane, you'll understand why I'm doing this, because this is a huge story and a huge issue in Northern Ireland. We will get in touch with the DUP, Edwin Poots' political party, and we will also go back again to the Department of Health. And this isn't, you know, we're not haranguing them, but we're trying just to seek clarification now as to whether they concur that this is what the health minister has told. But you're telling me he's told you it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is saying he's told him it.
We actually sent them out, both of them, with our obstetrician's telephone number to get medical input into this. And I can confirm that they have been in touch with them to do that, because I had texted yesterday. I'm going today for a meeting with a concern, and I wanted to make sure that they were still moving on this and it wasn't dragging its heels, because I did tell them that although they were sitting in my home and I wasn't going to let it go, that something had to be done about it. And they both parties have been in touch with the obstetrician, and hopefully things now. He did say that it would take a year, more than likely, for this to all come through. But I don't see how that works if they've only 3 months left on this to do something about the amendments that they have to make, you know. But we'll wait and see.
What did the Justice Minister, David Ford, tell you?
He was actually very, very understanding of Sarah's case. And he said he had already written to Poots, who at that stage hadn't responded to him, but has since responded to him about a meeting to get together. So we were pleased in that they were starting to make an effort to even start to talk about it.
Well, David Ford announced last week that he wanted a consultation.
Well, he had, at the time he was at our home, that he had said that he'd written to him, but as yet he hadn't heard. So when I texted yesterday, a party just to see had he been in touch, I was told that they had had a meeting the afternoon before, just initially. Now, as regards to the meeting, I'm not sure whether it was about your couple and their help, them, that they're still having to deal with this. But I had said that I wasn't letting it go, but I didn't want the floodgates open for it to come through. And quite truthfully, I think I mentioned to you, there was a large concern who had offered us legal help to pursue a judicial review. And I've told both parties that, and I said that I needed to have the place I'm going today, I needed to have clarity on what exactly that was, because again, I don't want to open the floodgates to abortion to Northern Ireland, but there has to be certainly some sort of amendment to cover.
Jane, I don't know if you remember this or not, on the very first day you met me, and it, you know, I can't support you.
I understand that.
But what I can do is give you a platform. Mm-hmm. And on the very first day you met me, you asked me a question. Do you remember this? You said, Stephen, can I really change the law? In other words, can you change the law? Mm-hmm. And from what you are telling me, Minister Poots has told you today, you're getting very close to, as one family in Northern Ireland, together with Chris and Laura, the two of you are getting very close to having changed the law on abortion in Northern Ireland, if what you're telling me is accurate.
Well, there was myself, Sarah and Jason sitting in the room when the discussion went on with himself and his PA. So, I mean, dare him to call me a liar, I can tell you that.
How do you feel?
I'm mixed. I mean, it's not something that I want to promote. We've had to air a lot of laundry in public in relation to this. I didn't particularly want it out there. But my worry is, at the end of the day, Sarah can have a normal pregnancy, or she can have another pregnancy like this, and we could be faced with this again